You're looking slightly disapproving there, madam. You all right? I like the fact that you two look incredibly rock and roll in a sea of middle class. What a wonderful thing. What do you do? Are you in a band or something?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm
called Cyber what?
Cyber Dog.
Cyber Dog? Yeah. Where do you think I got this? Hey? It's rubber on the inside. I might have a funky underpinning. I don't know what a funky underpinning is. That's how unfunky I am. Were you expecting more thrash metal at this gig? Yes, I'm sorry to disappoint. And your partner there, so you've got a similar look about you. What do you do, sir?
I manage a fetish clothing shop.
You manage a fetish clothing shop? Whereabouts?
Covent Garden.
Covent Garden? It's a great spot for it. What's the weirdest request you've ever had in the store?
Someone wanted a douchebag fitted to a catsuit.
Someone wanted a douchebag fitted to a catsuit? Yeah. They're all words I vaguely understand. And yet, when you say them, what? Hang on, what's a douchebag?
It's a special facility that you attach to the back of your catsuit to defecate into them at will.
Oh, a douchebag! Oh, I thought you said something else. Oh, right. The device I have on my catsuit so I can defecate at will. Surely if you've got a catsuit on, you should really be going in the sandpit. That's... He's... Are you off to buy a... Did we just say defecate at will and you were off? Have you been hypnotised at some point? Should say it's lovely to see so many ladies out this evening. Especially a show starting at 7 o'clock. The tea won't make itself. You're just staring, quietly judging. Yes, quite right. No. You look quite annoyed.
I get it from him all the time.
You get it from him all the time, do you? You lucky girl. I bet you love it. Sorry, is it 1975? What do you do?
I work in a bookshop.
You work in a bookshop? Is it an adult bookshop?
In the children's section.
In the children's section of an adult bookshop. That is bad. Did you know women reach their sexual peak after 35 years?
Yes.
Men reach theirs after about 4 minutes. Which is why we get more done. My girlfriend said to me, have you been having sex behind my back? I said, who the fucking hell do you think it was? And another thing, it wouldn't kill you to turn around once in a while, check how I'm doing. Are you all drinking this evening, ladies and gentlemen? You drinking? Yeah, quite a few of you. I like drinking. I prefer being drunk than getting drunk. I'm not very keen on beer and wine, but I like the interesting things you order when you're drunk. The drinks that no one ever orders sober. Aftershock is a prime example. You know that weird pink fluid? No one's ever ordered that. So the designated driver has never walked into a bar and thought, well, I can have one drink, can't I? They've got beer, they've got wine, they've got spirits. No. I'll have a pipette of aftershock, please. It's the same with a flaming Zambuca. No one's ever ordered one of those sober. And,
yes.
You have?
Yes.
You've ordered a flaming Zambuca sober?
It's our drink.
It's your drink?
Yes. Ha-
you order flaming Zambucas?
Yes.
The clue as to why you shouldn't order one, madam, is the fact it's on fire. It's the equivalent of walking into a kitchen going, I'm a bit thirsty. There's a glass and a tap. And then spotting out the corner of your eye, a gas hob. The only reason I could possibly think of to order a flaming Zambuca when sober is if you meet a girl and she's something just a little bit special. Yeah? Maybe you've been out on two or three dates, you've established she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she's funny. You think you might be in love with her, you think she might be the one. But she's got a bit of a problem with facial hair on the top lip. That can be an awkward thing to bring up. Much better, I think, Take her out for a drink. 2 flaming Zambucas, please. No, 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 they're both for you. You know, and you drink flaming Zambucas as well. Where about you from?
Newcastle.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I was asking kind of a London audience, do you drink flaming Zambucas when sober? If I thought there were people in from Newcastle, I would have said, what do you like to drink to get you in the mood for a fight? So what, are you down here on the Rob, or what are you up to?
So we sent you an email saying if you wanted to go out for drinks in Newcastle, we'd show you the better sites.
The best sites in Newcastle? I imagine the one where you go... Oh. I know this isn't particularly PC, but I still can't forgive the Germans for the way they treated my granddad during the war. Passed over for promotion time and time again. On Remembrance Sunday, do spare a thought for the German ex-servicemen. At least our old soldiers are remembering winning. Now shit's their day out. I was in Germany recently doing a comedy gig. I was flown out there to do one of these corporate gigs. I thought, comedy, Germany, it's missionary work. Went out there, did a comedy gig. The gig went fine, but on the way back, there was about a 3-hour delay at the airport. Now, I thought, that's not a problem, I've got an iPod and a computer. I was quite, busying myself. I was quite happy. The guy I was travelling with, the guy that organised the corporate gig, was livid with this 3-hour delay. And he said, with no hint of irony, he said, yeah, say what you want about Hitler. At least when he was around, the trains ran on time. I thought, yeah, but think about where they were going. I was in Edinburgh last year, I saw a sign in a window, it said, watch batteries fitted. I thought it was probably not the best show on. There's a sign up in my street saying the priorities of the traffic lights have changed. There's another sign saying, children, please drive carefully. I was driving on the motorway, I saw a sign on the back of a truck, a little sticker, it said, how am I driving? I thought, well, if you don't know... I've got a sticker on the back of my car. It says, keep your distance. I just need a little space right now. It's not you, it's me. You've got a question?
No, I've got one of those, right?
You've got one of those?
In the curry house near where I live.
Yeah?
If you try one of our curries, you'll never get dressed
up. That is fucking brilliant. Do you think they mean it to be like that? Sorry, I don't know if everyone heard. It was the, in the curry house near you live? It says, try one of our curries, you'll never get better. That is fantastic. I saw a sign in the park, it said, remove dog nuisance, so I shot a poodle. I was in Australia, I saw a sign, it said, convenience store, 75 miles. Well, I'm not even going that way. My favourite road sign of all time, it's a red triangle, and it says underneath falling rocks, and inside there's pictures of falling rocks. Hmm. What am I meant to do with that information? It may as well just say random accidents ahead. Life's a lottery, be lucky. I think we've established so far, I'm not a prude, I don't mind talking about sex, and I certainly don't mind swearing. No problem with any of that. But I'm genuinely offended by an advert that's on TV at the moment. It's for a brand of thrush treatment. It's Caniston or Gaveston, it's one of the two, I can't remember. Which one is it, Caniston or Gaveston?
Caniston.
Which one, sorry?
Caniston.
Thank you, ladies with thrush. The reason I'm offended by it is I just don't see the point. Who's watching that and thinking, this is a well-made commercial? I like the actors, I like the script, I like the sort of tagline at the end of the ad. I'm going to buy some of that. I don't have thrush, but I'm going to buy some. Or who's sitting there going... That looks interesting, I might buy some of that. I'm baking bread down here. It's all very well going on a round-the-world trip on your holidays. Where are you going to go next year? I had a survey done on my house. 8 out of 10 people really rather liked it. If you're not part of the solution, you're a solid or a gas. I was in a club last week. I saw a sign outside the cloakroom. It said £1 per item. So I bought a coat. I was in a restaurant. I asked the waiter where the gents was. He said, just go down the stairs. Try our curries, you'll never get better. Still having a bit of a giggle from that. My mother used to say to me, she was a very funny woman, my mother. She was a very kind of larger-than-life Irish lady. She used to say to me when I was little, she used to say, there are no strangers, just friends you haven't met yet. Don't talk to them. My dad took me to one side on my 21st birthday. He said to me, he said, Jimmy, the past is history. The future is a mystery. Right now is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I said, what, you didn't get me anything again? A wise old man once said to me, he said, people never really listen. They're just waiting for their turn to talk. At least I think that's what he said. I was driving through a very rough area of South London. I saw a big police sign by the side of the road. Big yellow and black thing. It said, violent crime here. Tuesday. 7:30. Can you help? No, I appreciate they're trying to bring communities together, but I don't even approve. I had a thing happen to me a couple of weeks ago, actually. In North London, close to where I live. I was walking home about 11:30 at night. And this young kid, about 15 or 16 years of age, comes running out of an alleyway at high speed. He's all out of breath and panting and clearly in some distress. He says, help, help, me and my mate are being mugged. I said, all right, calm down, take a breath. Of course I'll help. My mate and I are being mugged. In the pursuit of scientific answers, animals have been tortured for the past 100 years. They're still not talking. I'm starting to think they don't know anything. I saw a brilliant bit of medical research that's been done recently. They've come up with a new product. It's like Viagra. It's like a Viagra inhaler that will give a man an erection within 30 seconds. Correct me if I'm wrong. A Viagra inhaler that will give a man an erection within 30 seconds, that's a blowjob. Another company spent hundreds of thousands of pounds researching the Atkins diet and came to the conclusion that it can cause depression. Now, I could have told you that without any need for research. That's just deductive reasoning. Everyone knows fat people are jolly. The British Medical Association are not above this kind of thing. They did some research saying, irrefutably, cigarettes can harm your children. Fair enough. Use an ashtray.